If you went up to the shores of Lake Ontario long ago, you would have seen an ordinary sight, a village down by the lakeshore. Smoke curling up from the cooking fires, dogs barking, children playing, hunters coming out of the woods with deer slung over their shoulders. It was an ordinary village in every way, except for one thing. Off from the other wigwams, maybe half a mile, was a great, big, huge wigwam, and painted on its sides were pictures of the sun, moon, stars, plants, trees, and animals. And inside this wigwam was said to live a very great, rich, powerful, and supposedly handsome, invisible being. But no one could see him, except his sister, who lived there too.